it felt like I was reading like The Art of the Deal. It felt like I was reading some kind of, this is what you need to know in order to get what you want. And I had that instinctive, oh, that feels gross a little bit. And I wasn't really sure how to deal with that.
So here we are sitting in the wonderful studios of KNKX. And we're lucky to be sitting in the studios of KNKX because there was a time not too long ago when it was possible that KNKX wouldn't exist. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And how is it that this station still exists right now? And it's beyond just the usual pledge drive stuff, right? Those citizens of this region who aren't following the story that closely will, if they Google it, realize that there was a story that was about citizen power here, that this was a station that was in some institutional and financial trouble. And it looked like for a variety of reasons, it might shutter or be shuttered. And enough people in enough parts of this community, and not just diehard NPR nerds, but lots of people who understood the power of a free press, the power of a platform like this to share local stories from the textured neighborhoods of our community, said, we can't let this thing die. And they organized and they figured out, well, who are the decision makers here? And they identified the policymakers, both at universities and in other institutions, who had the decision-making authority, and they brought pressure to bear, right? And fortunately, some of those decision-makers were receptive to the pressure, and it made them change their minds and change their way of thinking about what the future of the station would be. And here you and I are, right? There's nothing dirty about that story. There's nothing to be ashamed of about that story. And in fact, the only thing that I would be ashamed of if I were a believer in public radio is if I had just been on the sidelines watching this unfold and thinking, oh, they're screwed, like they're toast. I guess I'll just switch over to another station now, right? That to me would be offensive. But learning the strategies of how do you frame an issue? How do you move people? How do you mobilize action? How do you apply money pressure, people pressure, ideas pressure, social norms pressure? How do you identify the kind of very bullseye heart of the key question here, which is who decides? Doing all of that is not sordid, dirty, or dangerous. It's simply what it means to be a responsible, effective, grown-up citizen trying to make change. The benefit of having had a career like I've had where I've worked in national government and at the White House and in the private sector and at leading nonprofits is I kind of know how stuff happens and I kind of know how stuff gets done. And I had to make a personal version of the choice that I described earlier when one realizes how much capital one has, social, intellectual, relationship, and political capital. And that binary choice, again, is shall I hoard or shall I circulate?